morning. Today's shiur is sponsored for a continued forshtema for the following individuals: Miriam Shifra Bas Beitha, Chaim Usher Ben Malka Mindel, Avram Lev Ben Miriam Shifra, and Michal Ben Bela. They should also be zeichet to have a continued refuah shlema, continue to get better and be healthy and well for many years to come. We left off in Simon Chaf. So we said we're going to discuss the question about the definition of Oichel and Mashka. So now the difference in Oichel and Mashka is in two things, or possibly three things. In regards to Bracha Achrona, the issue is the shear, the amount that the person has to consume for a Bracha Achrona on a food is kazayas, and a liquid is a machloikis. We do not make a Bracha Achrona unless a person consumes a revius because of suffix. And there's also a question of time span. The time span for the Bracha Achrona that the food has to be eaten in for food is Kdei Achilas Pras. The time span for a liquid is a Machloek, is whether it's Kdei Achilas Pras, or it's a time known as Kdei Shtiyas Revius, which is much shorter. The time it takes for a person to, in a few sips, the person will take down the 3 ounces without one act of bringing it to a person's lips. The person can make a few gulps and drink half of it, then pause slightly and do the same thing again. And that's a very short period of time. Arguably, we'll call that 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Whereas Kdei Achilas Pras, we said Mikra Dinah, we can be somewhere around the sheet of 4 minutes. So we need to know if something is an Oichel or a Mashka. So this question comes up in regards to eating a popsicle, eating ices, eating ice cream, yogurt, leban, and those type of items. Are they considered a solid, or are they considered a liquid? Now, what's the question? You eat them, and many of them you eat with a spoon. So it's much more along the lines of an act of achila. You bite it, you bite off the popsicle. But then you don't necessarily chew it. The yogurt, you don't chew yogurt. You put it in your mouth with a spoon, and then you sort of like, and then it liquefies a little bit, and it just slides down without any act of having to chew it. So it's similar to a chila in the starting point of how you bring it into your mouth, but how you actually swallow it, it's much more similar to a liquid. So what is it considered? So Rabbi Salo Stern, who was the older brother of the Debrecina Rav, and just to put in perspective, he was offered the position of being the gaivad of the Eidach Haredes before the Minchas Yitzchak, before Dayan Weiss. He did not accept he was actually ended up in Melbourne, Australia after the war, and he was a Rav in Melbourne, Australia. So he says there's a difference between ices and ice cream, yogurt, leaven, etc. Ice is just frozen water. So frozen water, which eventually will on its own will convert back to basically just colored water, flavored water, has the status of a mashka, which would then mean that a person would have to be able to say Bracha Achrona, a person would have to consume a revius in the time of Kdei Shtiyas Revius to be able to say Bracha Achrona. That's really impossible if a person eats it as ice. It's too cold to do that. So a person, to be able to say Bracha Achrona, a person should have something else, another drink or another food, which they can consume in the proper time frame, and be able to say Bracha Achrona. However, ice cream, where it's a process to make it into ice cream, even though it melts as it sits, but it doesn't convert back into like a liquid. You don't basically, it's not primarily made to be a liquid. He feels it has a din of a solid. The stipler has a tshuva where he brings rice from Mishnayos, that's considered a solid. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say even in the case of ices, he feels has a din of a solid. Rabbi Yashiv held that the ice cream has a din of a liquid. So this is a this is a big machlokes what to do, and a person really should try and avoid the shiloh by having other foods. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held that yogurt and leaven and ice cream are considered a salad. So Rabbi Badr in his Sefer Pasen Halacha L'Maisa that they're considered a salad. The other swarm is Rabbi Bracha brings its machlokes and he says it's hard to make a hakra on what to do l'maisa. Rabbi Karp in his Sefer Hilchos Yom B'Yom points out, however, one thing is there's a third thing that the din of liquid versus salad is relevant. Brei Pi Hagafen is moitzi all liquids. So a person sits their Shabbos meal and he says Brei Pi Hagafen in the beginning of the meal, makes kiddush. You have ice cream at the end of the meal. Do you make a shahakal on it or not? If it's a liquid, it's included in Brei Pi Hagafen. If it's a salad, it's not. He says no. Even if it has a din of a liquid, it would not be included in the Brei Pi Hagafen. Brei Pi Hagafen includes all things which are consumed for the purpose of shtiyah. Even if they tell me it's considered a liquid and it follows the rules of a liquid, but the person is definitely eating the ice cream not in order to quench his thirst as a drink. He's taking it as a food in that sense. So the shahakol would be required on the ice cream at the end of the meal, irregardless of whether it's considered an oichel or a mashka, and you said a ripi gofen in the beginning of the meal. Okay, so hopefully we've clarified these points. Practically, a person should try and avoid the shaylah because of the machlokes, and it's hard to make a hakra, and everybody should have a good day.